Climate change rallies hit Tennessee. Welcome, everyone, to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. We've all seen the results of those town hall meetings across the country over health care reform this month. And now farmers and ranchers are also participating in climate change rallies.
We feel that it may not even be necessary, and it'll be an added burden of expense on farmers and ranchers and all types of industry and so forth all across the country, and we sure don't need that at this time with the economy trying to recover and struggling. We don't need a jobs killer bill that will hurt the economy.
Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch speaking at one of those climate change rallies in Nashville. The rallies have been organized by Energy Citizens, a nationwide alliance of organizations and individuals that's formed to bring together people across the country to remind Congress that energy is the backbone of our nation's economy and our way of life. And Upchurch says farmers are big users of energy and don't want to see further increases to their energy bill.
You know, all indications that we've seen is that it will cost farmers and ranchers across the nation $5 billion near term, and that's a tremendous amount of added cost to farming operations across the country, and there's no way that we can pass those costs on, and we're really concerned, and we're trying to draw attention to the negative impact of climate change legislation on the economy, and especially the farm and agricultural economy.
The Farm Bureau was joined by spokespersons for the Tennessee Chamber of Commerce and Industry at the climate change rally and other groups and lawmakers opposed to cap-and-trade legislation that Congress is considering.
Now, we use a lot of energy, and farmers need diesel fuel to plant their crops and to harvest their crops and to haul them to wherever they're selling them, and they use energy to heat their buildings and use energy for their homes like all consumers do.
While you have a safe day, join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.